Now, the Social Democrats leader Holly Cairns returns today from her maternity leave with the party's annual think-in due to get underway in Dublin in a couple of hours' time. It should be a celebration. A party of 11 TDs now, but overnight Owen Hayes, the deputy for Dublin Bay South, has once again plunged the party into controversy. He was recently readmitted to the parliamentary party after an 8-month suspension. It was imposed after he gave incorrect information about the timing of the sale of shares in technology company Palantir, his former employer, which had contracts with Israel and the Israeli military. Now he's been forced to issue an apology for appearing in blackface while dressing up as Barack Obama at a Halloween party 16 years ago. Holly Cairns, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's not the return that you might have hoped for, to see Owen Hayes plastered across the Daily Mail for all the wrong reasons. When did Owen Hayes inform you about these photographs from 2009?
Morning, Mary. Yeah, look, there's no way to sugarcoat it. I'm hugely disappointed and annoyed about this situation. On my first day back, there are so many issues that me and the party would prefer to be focusing on. Instead, we're talking about this. And so at the outset, I just want to be clear that blackface is a form of racism. And in the Social Democrats, we abhor all kinds of racism. So I'm glad that Deputy Hayes has acknowledged that, taken full responsibility for it. He said that he didn't understand how objectionable and hurtful it was at the time, but that he should have known better. And he's issued an unreserved apology to that effect. But of course, we would much rather focus on all of the important issues that are going on at the moment. You know, this being my first day back since maternity leave, since, you know, the election, and to see the kind of contrast, all of the promises that the government were making at that time, mm-hmm. particularly in relation to disability services, the figures they gave on housing that transpired mm-hmm. to be incorrect, the commitments they made on the Occupied Territories Bill, those are the things that we're focusing
and
on today.
And naturally, you want to move on. But when did he tell you about this?
I only became aware of this yesterday evening.
Did he tell you?
No, we heard from the media.
Have you had a conversation with him?
A brief one. Like I said, I only found out about this yesterday evening. I've only spoken to Owen very briefly since I started back. So that's something that I'll need to do in more detail later today.
Will he be attending your gathering today?
Deputy Hayes has decided not to attend today because he doesn't want to take attention away from the important issues that we're focusing on at our party think-in today.
What action are you going to take?
If this had happened, Mary, last week or even last year, I think it's very clear that he would no longer be a Social Democrats TD. The fact that this happened 16 years ago is a very different situation. And like Owen said himself, it is indefensible, it is wrong. He didn't understand how wrong it was at the time, and he knows that he should have known better and has issued that unreserved apology. It's a very different situation.
So are you accepting his apology then and hoping to move on?
Yeah, I think because it's 16 years ago, it is very different. But I'm also aware that, you know, it requires a bit of thought, and, you know, the parliamentary party meeting hasn't met. So it does require a bit more to think about as a party. And I suppose my real priority is to make sure that everybody feels welcome in the Social Democrats. We want more diversity in our party.
So are you saying there's still a question mark over his continuing membership of the Social Democrats?
No, I'm saying that it would be a very different situation. Like I said, if this was last week, he would no longer be a Social Democrat TD. Given that it was 16 years ago, that's not the situation that we're in.
Do you factor in, though, that, you know, he wasn't a first-year student? He was the president of the students' union. He was 22 years old.
I do factor that in. And I think we have to take everything into consideration. I think, you know, he was 21 years old. It was 16 years ago. He was president of the students' union. And I guess that gives this context to the different time. We know how unacceptable that is now, and that the president of the students' union would be doing that at a Halloween party.
2009, we're not talking about 1990.
It was unacceptable then, absolutely. Owen went on to then work on Obama's campaign. So I think that illustrates a lack of understanding rather than a mocking. And I think that's an important aspect in all of this. But I want to be really clear, Mary, that blackface is a form of racism. It was then, it is now.
He has been a TD surrounded by controversy only back in your party a couple of months since in the parliamentary party over the controversy around these shares. Now, the Labour Party, and I think it was Conor Sheehan, wants him to come into the Dáil and make a comprehensive statement. Is it time for him to come into the Dáil to explain himself around those shares and indeed around this incident?
Deputy has issued a statement explaining everything in relation to the shares. So when the Dáil hasn't sat for 2 months and we have 1.5 days of sitting Dáil this week, it's not something that we would be asking for, requesting time for Deputy Hayes to explain something that he's already explained. That's not where our priorities lie at the moment.
Were you fully on board with his return to the party? Because, of course, it has caused controversy within the party. It's led to some leaving.
During my maternity leave, Deputy O'Callaghan, who stepped in as our leader for that time, kept me up to date with all important decisions in relation to the party, including that one, and I fully supported it.
OK. And as you say, Cian O'Callaghan taking over from you during your maternity leave. He said in a recent piece with Mary O'Regan in The Independent that your return to active politics again would enter a new phase for the party. What is that new phase? What are the priorities?
This is a really exciting time for the Social Democrats. So in our local elections, we nearly doubled our number of councillors. After the general election, we've doubled the size of our parliamentary party. So this is a phase of real growth for the Social Democrats. We're really proud of the work that our members and candidates are doing around the country. Huge focus of ours is building to the next election to stand more candidates in more areas, because one of the things, Mary, that I heard consistently in those days before the election was, I wish I had a candidate in my area. That's where we're at as a party, that growth is so important to us. Our priority, our biggest priority, is holding this government to account. That's what we've been elected to do. We're now in opposition. So our issues that we'll be focusing on remain the same. I feel like, although it's my first day back, I sound somewhat like a broken record on disability. This is something we've been campaigning on in party for a long, long time. There has not been the political will to address the shortcomings, the threadbare services that we have for disability in this country. It is indefensible. And what we see is every time there's election, these promises, another subcommittee, another committee, all these things set up. This is a government that has the funds to address these services. All we're missing is the political will. We were clear in the lead up to the government that a senior ministry for disability would bring that political will to the Irish political sphere to finally address this issue. And, you know, this is something we're going to keep working on. In addition to that, housing is obviously a massive priority of ours. We've seen, I mean, the increases in child poverty when you take housing into consideration, the number of children living in consistent poverty doubled last year.
We were talking about that with DePaul a short time ago, and homelessness. The next big test for you is the presidency. Your pick, your woman, Catherine Connolly, you'd like to see her in Áras an Uachtaráin. Do you have full confidence in her and in the answers that she has given to the now well-rehearsed controversies around Gemma O'Doherty, associations with Mick Wallace and Claire Daly, that trip to Syria?
I do. I think the role of the president is a really important one. I think the person that we have in there has to represent the values of the nation. I think that Catherine Connolly would, you know, follow in the footsteps of presidents like Mary Robinson and Michael Dee, and I feel really proud and lucky to have a candidate like Catherine to get
behind.
Were
you concerned, though, along the way, particularly, again, it was a Mary Regan interview, I think, where and then in and this week when she addressed these controversies, did you have conversations with her along the way?
Jennifer Whitmore is actually our engagement with the team directly, and like that, today is my first day back, so I will. But yes, the party's had engagements with her all the way along, and Catherine has addressed those questions, and I think it's important that every presidential candidate is scrutinised,
rightly
so. And
are you backing your support for her with financial support?
The party is going to support the campaign. Yeah, we're working out exactly the nature of that support at the moment. But our members around the country, Mary, this is something that came up. We did an open engagement with our membership. Who would you like to see as the next president? Her name came up organically. And honestly, she's one of the first people that came to mind for me.
Do you expect Sinn Féin to support her? Did you anticipate that they would row in?
I don't expect it, but I hope they do. I think we should all get behind Catherine Connolly. I think she's answered those questions comprehensively. I don't know. I hope so, but no, I wouldn't be confident.
And if they don't, and you say you're not confident, if they don't, does it fracture that maybe hope at the start of this government that there was a developing alliance of the West?
Of the left.
Apologies, the West.
I think it's really important that we, you know, encourage people to vote left, transfer left. I think if we really want to see a change in this government, that is hugely important. At the end of the day, this is a decision for Sinn Féin. I would love it if they got behind Catherine Connolly. I really would. I think, you know, like I said, it's important that she's rightly scrutinised, and she has been, and she's addressed those questions. But I think what people maybe don't know yet about Catherine, because a lot of the campaign is focused on these issues that she rightly needs to address, is she's always stood on the right side of issues like the HPV vaccine. She's always stood on the right side of issues like Russia and condemning it. She's always stood on the right side of all of the important issues.
The campaign has,
she's an incredibly warm person.
Weeks to run.
Absolutely.
All I just think it might be. Will be rehearsed along the way. But for now, we're going to leave it your thinking starting today. Holly Cairns, leader of the Social Democrats, thank you for coming into us. It's 10 minutes to 8.